This is episode 2417 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to the final episode of our series, Unlock Your Hidden Potential. How are you doing? This has been a series where you've explored more of your inner truth and those qualities about you that allow you to aspire to your highest potential. You've had a very special challenge this week. You've been on a silver lining quest, and this was selected by our guest that we heard from in an interview at the very beginning of our series, episode one. We heard from Nick Danforth, who is a co-founder of a mindfulness-based business called Mindful and Modern, and they excel at creating meditation cushions. He is offering a special discount of 15% off your entire purchase on the website mindfulandmodern.com when you use the code Meditate Daily. These are my favorite meditation cushions, and it was really fun to speak to him and get to know him a little better with you and hear about his meditation journey and how he started this mindfulness-based business. And you may have found that for yourself, you're more interested in living more mindfully. You might even consider that you'd like to inject more mindfulness into your work, the kind of work you do, or into your relationships, or into your personal life, how you do self-care. I want to share with you that one of the qualities that I came across as I did a little research for this week's theme is that one of the most powerful ways to feel more connected to your inner truth, those hidden qualities within you, is by constantly being curious. In fact, they found that maintaining curiosity throughout your life is a main contributor to people who have longevity. If you ask many people who have lived many good long years what their secret is, they'll often tell you that they've stayed curious. They've stayed open to learning. And this also supports your brain health. So as you reveal more of your inner truth, as you get more in touch with who you are, you may find that it sparks some curiosity to learn something new. And I've heard from several of you this week that on your silver lining quest, as you looked for the joy and the beauty and the positivity this week, you discovered that you wanted to learn more about something. So positivity has the power to unlock your curiosity. In today's episode, as we do in the final episode of each series, you're going to be guided as you reflect over your week. I often say that these reflection meditations at the end of a series, to me, are one of the most important meditations of the week. It allows you to gain awareness of how you're living your life. I always recommend you meditate outside, especially in the final episode of a series, if you can do so safely, or even to go on a walking meditation where you go outside and you embrace nature. You walk and you start to notice subtle details, such as the patterns on trees, the cloud formations in the sky, the way the air feels against your skin, the fragrances you may inhale. All of this awakens your awareness and your senses. So as you settle yourself down or perhaps walk outside today as you meditate, I invite you to begin to calm your mind and your body. Become aware of where you're seated right now, or where you may be walking. Feel the earth beneath you. Feel yourself supported. And as you begin to feel a sense of peace, reflect over your week. Notice the times this week when you were able to tap into your hidden potential. Maybe there was something you hadn't considered before that you'd like to pursue. Were you surprised by some of the qualities about yourself that you became aware of? Reflect on the times this week when it was difficult to feel authentic. You may even have felt out of touch with yourself. Notice what may have triggered those thoughts. Reflect on three ways you can live your life more authentically as you reveal more of your hidden potential. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, simply being who you are. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.